But I found a great group of people who believe in me and have exceeded my expectations in terms of how clean and how flavorful it is. And I'm very proud of the welfare of the animals and also our organic ingredients and our super ingredients we use. You know, so much information is coming out on the gut every single day. They're linking depression and anxiety to it. Our skin is linked to it. They're linking our personalities to it. So I just think if you're listening, to start focusing more on your gut.
Welcome to the Melanie Avalon Biohacking Podcast, where we meet the world's top experts to explore the secrets of health, mindset, longevity, and so much more. Are you ready to take charge of your existence and biohack your life? This show is for you. Please keep in mind, we're not dispensing medical advice and are not responsible for any outcomes you may experience from implementing the tactics lying herein. Welcome back to the Melanie Avalon Biohacking Podcast. Friends, I am so excited about today's episode. I had been wanting to do an episode on the power of bone broth for such a long time. Probably honestly, before I even started this show, I knew that it needed to be a topic at some point. But how cool not only to dive deep into the health benefits of bone broth, but to have such an incredible conversation with a strong female figure like Melissa, who is really just doing incredible things. It's so inspiring to see her create her own company and the hurdles she had to go through to create the best product possible. It's so incredible, so inspiring, and I really think you guys will enjoy this episode. Hey, friends. Did you know that one of our largest sources of toxic exposure each and every day is through our skincare and makeup? It is so frightening the effects these compounds can have on our health. So we put these products on to help us look better, and yet they actually can be aging us, contributing to health issues, fertility issues, thyroid issues, mood issues, and ready for something potentially even more shocking? A lot of these endocrine disruptors are actually obesogens, meaning they cause your body to gain weight and make it harder to lose weight. That's right, your skincare and makeup may be hindering your weight loss goals. Europe has banned thousands of these compounds, and the US has banned around a dozen. There's even a loophole from the 1960s that allows companies to put whatever they want in their products, and they don't even have to tell you. That's why I am overwhelmingly careful about the skincare and makeup that I use. But here's the thing, it can be hard to find skincare and makeup that is non-toxic and actually works. And then on top of that, that actually has all the products you need. I have found two companies. I am obsessed with their standards and use them every single day of my life and cannot recommend them enough. That's Counter, formerly known as Beauty Counter, and Crunchy. Both of these companies have incredible standards when it comes to what they put in their products. You can truly feel good about using them, and they actually work. For Counter products, go to melanieavalon.com/counter. And for Crunchy products, go to crunchy.com. That's crunchy.com/melanieavalon. New Crunchy customers can use the coupon code ADVOCATE10 to get 10% off. You'll also receive something special from me after your first order. I also highly recommend joining both of their loyalty programs. It's completely free to join, and with every purchase, you'll earn credit as well as other fun goodies. For all the latest updates, new products, specials, deals, and fun things for me, because yes, I love giving things away, get on my email list. That's at melanieavalon.com/cleanbeauty. You can also get text updates when you text skincare to 877-861-8318. That's skincare to 877-861-8318. So again, to shop with me and get a free gift from me after your first order, go to melanieavalon.com/counter and also crunchy.com/melanieavalon. And new customers, use the coupon code ADVOCATE10 at Crunchy to get 10% off site-wide. And again, definitely join their free loyalty programs to earn credit on every order. Hey friends, exciting news. My Avalon X Spirulina is back in stock and now at a reduced price. Plus, you get free shipping, and my coupon code works on top of that sale price. Spirulina is honestly one of the most nutrient-dense things that you can put in your body in a whole foods, easy to eat form. It's a blue-green algae, which is a complete vegan protein packed with an incredible array of nutrients. We are talking 100% of your daily hard-to-get vitamin K, 625% of vitamin B12, over 1,000% of vitamin A, 86% of chromium, 27% of vitamin B2, plus so much more, including iron, GLA, the powerful antioxidant superoxide dismutase, and even glutathione. In fact, spirulina is so uniquely nutritious that it was actually studied by NASA to support the astronauts. I searched high and low to find the very best spirulina out there. Ours comes from a wonderful, sustainable, clean, environmentally friendly production facility in Hawaii. Not Thailand, Hawaii. And then on top of that, we did our own third-party testing for over 70 pesticides, heavy metals, toxins, all the things. This is the cleanest spirulina out there. And with spirulina, you can simplify your supplement routine and support your nutrition in one easy step. The tablets are super versatile. You can swallow them whole, blend them into smoothies, crush them up, or honestly, just eat them like I do. And again, we were out of stock, but now Avalon X Spirulina is finally back in stock at a reduced price, and my coupon code MelanieAvalon works on top of that too. Plus, you get free shipping. Just go to avalonx.us/spirulina and use the coupon code MelanieAvalon to get 10% off our new reduced price plus free shipping. That's avalonx.us/spirulina with the coupon code MelanieAvalon. The show notes for today's episode will be at melanieavalon.com/bonebroth. Those show notes will have a full transcript, so definitely check that out. There will be two episode giveaways for this episode. One will be in my Facebook group, IF Biohackers, Intermittent Fasting plus Real Foods plus Life. Comment something you learned or something that resonated with you on the pinned post to enter to win something I love. And then check out my Instagram, also the post there about this episode to enter to win something I love. Again, there are thousands of you guys listening to this show and relatively very few people enter, so you have a very good chance of winning. And usually the prize is a full-size beauty counter product, which is amazing. I'll tell you a little bit more about that in a few moments. All right, without further ado, please enjoy this wonderful conversation with Melissa Bologna. Hi, friends. Welcome back to the show. I am really, really looking forward to the conversation that I am about to have. I feel like it's a little bit different than a lot of the guests that I normally bring on this show, but it still really, really relates. And it's about something that I am truly, really, honestly, very passionate about. So today's guest, I am here with Melissa Bologna, and she is actually an actress and model. So she's been in over 23 movies, 4 TV roles with a lot of notable roles, and it's not just that. She's not here for the entertainment interview. She actually has done something really, really incredible. She discovered the health benefits of bone broth. And friends, listeners, you guys know I am a bit obsessed with bone broth. Actually, when I first wrote my book, the way I chose the chef to write the recipes, I picked a chef who, Ariane Resnick, her specialty is bone broth. And I've just been so aware of the amazing healing health benefits of it. So Melissa, and I'll let her tell her story in her own words, but she, I guess, had the same epiphany and realization as well. But not only did she have this realization, friends, she started her entire own company product line. I'm just so in awe. So it's called Beauty and the Broth, and I've had a chance to receive it. It's amazing. I am just really, really in awe of Melissa for taking the initiative to start an entire new company. I can't even imagine what that's like. I have so many questions about that. But just seeing such a strong, beautiful woman doing amazing things, it's really inspiring. And I just am really looking forward to this conversation. So Melissa, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much, Melanie. You just gave me the chills. That was so incredibly sweet. And I'm so excited to be talking with you today. And I'm excited to get some great conversation going and be a part of this.
No, I've been looking forward to this for so long because I've been diving deep into looking at your website and your work and everything that you're doing. And it's just so inspiring. And I have so many questions because I myself have thought about starting some sort of product line, but it just seems so daunting. So to start things off, would you like to tell listeners your own personal story? So I'm dying to know, I mean, there's so much you could tell. So when you, in your acting career and all of that, was that a foundation for coming to bone broth? Were those related at all? How did this whole journey
that ultimately led to Beauty and the Broth. How did that start?
Absolutely. And yes, I consider my career in acting very much a part of this. And I think it's helped me in a huge way. So I will take you back to, I was raised in Rumson, New Jersey. And when I was in middle school, I suffered from really bad digestive issues. So bad that I actually almost got held back in middle school because I was in and out of the hospital and they could not figure out what was wrong with me. And it was just good old fashioned digestive issues. So, you know, don't want to age myself here, but back then, you know, it wasn't as under a microscope as it is now. Then, you know, I did my whole schooling. I went to school at Pace University for international marketing in New York. And, you know, I studied all the core business classes. And it wasn't, you know, I would run around my town in Rumson, New Jersey saying I was going to be an actress, but I never thought it was something I said, but I didn't think it would actually happen. Because growing up in my town, I had no connections whatsoever to Hollywood. I had no family out in California, and California just seemed so far away. I was thinking very small. I didn't even know if I would visit California in my life. So it wasn't until my last year of school at Pace, I did study abroad in Paris. And while I was there, I started taking acting classes on the side. And, you know, I was influenced by a lot of my peers that were taking a year or two off from school when I graduated to travel. So I said to myself, if they're doing that, why can't I take a year off and go to LA and try to be an actress? I'm like, I'll always have this marketing degree to come back to. Remember this part, right? The buildup. So then I moved to LA. I was also modeling throughout college, and I continued my modeling career out in LA. And then I started acting classes, and I started acting and loving it and getting into that rhythm, auditioning, learning more and more and more. I love to just keep learning. And I think no matter what age you are, you should always be learning. So it was during my career in acting where I felt a lot of pressure, you know, your face is on camera, to preserve my youth and always have my face looking fresh. I literally tried everything, every face cream, cheap ones, expensive ones, every laser, like Laser Genesis. I even tried Botox, okay? I was desperate to just keep my appearances. So, you know, a couple of years ago, while I'm in this acting world and modeling, you know, a lot of the food on these acting sets, you know, they have a lot of people to feed, and it doesn't help when there's a bunch of snacks out because I will eat them.
And it's a lot of like really good food that's probably not good for you either.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
So much food.
Yes. A lot of food and some of the best food, but you're not really mindful of, you know, you're not, if there's like a salad out and like a beautiful chicken parm, and you're trying to keep your energy up while working, you better believe I'll be attacking the chicken parm. So, you know, that whole lifestyle kind of caught up with me, and I started to really feel unwell. And my sister, Michelle, who is very much into health and wellness, she's like the Bible of, you know, the latest and greatest creams and methods to work out and everything. So I visited her in New York, and we would go and work out, and we would go get bone broth hot on the go. You know, I initially, when she first mentioned bone broth to me, I'm like, that's disgusting. Like, I'm never trying that. Why would I try that? And then, you know, I was desperate. I'm like, okay, I'm going to try this. And I started to see an insane amount of benefit. Not only did it really make my gut feel great, but I started, you know, during that phase where I was just desperate to make a lifestyle change, I was also experiencing a lot of brain fog. And I felt, you know, this kind of feeling of feeling in and out of purpose, and it really, really healed my gut. Then I started to see the brain fog go away, and my body just started to feel well. But then what came along with it was changes I started to see personally. Obviously, you know, this is how it worked for me personally, in which I started to see my face just look way more glowy. I started to visibly see lines in my face decrease. You know, I told you I used to get Botox, and then when it would wear off, it was like a timer went off. And I'm like, I need to go to the doctor. So that timer completely went away and I could not believe the benefits I was seeing. And I've always had thick hair, but my hair got like out of control thick and I couldn't think of what else it could be except for this. So then back in LA, my sister came out to visit me. We're like, let's keep up this routine. I was absolutely hooked. And then that's what I noticed in LA. There wasn't many places like in New York where you could just grab and go and take it hot. So that to me was very surprising because I consider LA the center of health and wellness. So that is where this idea came from. So January 2019 is when I had this idea. And then I started slowly executing it and building upon it. I started initially, you know, calling farms. I didn't know where to start. I've not started a business before, but I knew that one day I would. It could, when something spoke to me, it could have been when I was 50 or 40, but this really spoke to me in a huge way. So, you know, we could get into the whole journey of starting the business, but you know, the business today from launching in November, I'm finding I'm using my acting all the time. I'm producing cooking videos, directing them. I constantly have, you know, calls, you know, talk about, you know, remembering your lines. And, you know, especially now we're gearing up for a fundraise where you have to, you know, sell yourself, sell your story. And sure, my story is real and authentic, but I have to say it like sometimes 10 times over in a day. You gotta keep it fresh and exciting. So I swear acting has really helped me keep up, you know, my energy and passion and delivery, you know, amongst telling my story and sharing my story and journey with people, which I'm committed and I love doing.
Oh my goodness, that was incredible. I have so many thoughts. It's so true because I'm an actress as well. And like, I definitely didn't anticipate where I am right now with the podcast and the shows, and it all goes together. And I just love like content creation, and it's all really, really wonderful. Like, I couldn't have expected any of this. So it sounds like we are very, very similar. Even our names are Mel.
I know. I love it. The two Mels.
I know. I keep looking at our names on the recording platform that we're using, and I'm like, they're so similar.
Adorable.
Yeah. So I have often thought to myself, I can't even imagine what it would be like to have that challenge for so long. But to hear the effects that the bone broth had is really, really incredible. And I remember the first time I ever tried bone broth. And like you, it sounds so weird the first time you hear it. What's funny is now it just seems completely normal to me. Like just, oh yeah, bone broth. And I think a lot of people, it's way more familiar now. But I do remember the first time I had it and it just felt so healing. Like it just felt like an elixir of life or something.
Yes, absolutely.
You mentioned calling farms and all of that. I really want to know, starting the company, because like I said, so daunting. So where does a person start? Like, how did you start?
It's so funny. And I love this question because anyone that knows me well, it's, you know, it's me, the actress and model who sure has her degree in international marketing. And then it's like, okay, I want to start a company. What do I do? It was such a cool journey. I can't even believe how much I've learned, like every single few months, the amount of knowledge I had that I did not have. But yeah, I literally started calling farms and I just remember some of the reactions. Like you would get some really nice people. You'd get some people that would just be like, man, we have a deal with Whole Foods and just, you know, and then I'm just thinking to myself, okay, if they have a deal with Whole Foods, I have no business talking to them. But then you would get some nice people who would then steer you in the right direction. They would say, oh, I think you need to talk to your local butcher. And then we're very, very lucky, by the way, to be able to have the internet. I can't even imagine how people started businesses way back when. So a lot of this, I've just did a ton of research on the internet, like how to start a business. And I realized that I needed an LLC. And I also realized that, you know, I should just put some money attached in a bank account attached to this LLC and just keep all those expenses separate. This was my basic understanding. And the whole journey and whole process, even to this day, is okay. Do you know the video game Zelda?
Yes.
Okay, it was like a bit of like a game of Zelda where, first of all, if you want to start a business, if you have started a business, don't stop talking about it. Don't stop sharing. There is so much power in sharing. And that's how, why we are where we are today, where we're launching, we're selling, because I shared with anyone who would listen. And once I shared even to the calls with the farmers, people I met out in person, it was like the game Zelda where they would give you like an orb, like a missing piece of information. This whole business was created and figured out upon people giving you missing pieces of information. And I am someone who loves puzzles. So this really jived well with me. So that's, you know, how I got started. And initially, I actually love to tell this story. So I would experiment making different bone broths in my kitchen, different recipes. And I really wanted someone who had real knowledge of nutrition. So I found a website called meetachef.com. And I found this incredible girl named Alini, this Brazilian girl, where we met up in Huntington Beach. And she brought to me a sample of broth. And then we would work on it every week, going back and forth. I was both doing the recipes to come to the recipes we have now that I'm incredibly proud of. But initially, I thought I'd be producing this myself, the bone broth. So that was even kind of funny because I got my ServSafe manager license.
Yes, I have that.
That's so funny. We're the same. We are the same.
I know we are the same.
So I got that, and I've got to be honest with you. I don't think I've ever admitted this to anyone, but I don't care because I no longer need it. The first time I failed the test.
Oh, the ServSafe?
Yes, and then I had to go back in a week later and retake it, and I passed with flying colors.
Oh my goodness. I took it online. You went in person?
Yes, I had to go in person.
It's commitment.
Yes.
I love that. That's so funny.
So yeah, I thought I'd be producing it myself. And I had a very defeating moment as, you know, an entrepreneur when I started really digging into the numbers and insurances and workers' comp. And I just had a little offsite kitchen that caters to this kind of model. And I started to realize how much it costs with workers' comp and everything. And I also started to realize that every day I was at that kitchen dealing with, you know, cooks and what have you. And I grew up working in a restaurant for 6 years. So I'm very, very familiar with running a kitchen and the headaches that come with it. And I realized every day I'd be at that kitchen that it was a day detracted from selling and operating a business. So I had all this cookware and everything in the kitchen. I had to put my tail between my legs, contact them the day the kitchen was due to open. And I said, I'm sorry, I have to pull the plug. I can't, I'm in over my head. I'm starting to realize this isn't the route I should go. And you can only imagine what a blow that was to me and my ego and, you know, feeling like I couldn't do it. And it literally took me about a month to, you know, kind of digest the information. I felt so ashamed. And then I started researching co-manufacturers and co-packers heavily. And I got back on. I fell off the horse. I got back on. And it took me a while to find a supply chain and a lot of convincing because I'm a very small customer to these supply chains. But I found a great group of people who believe in me, who brought me and Alini's recipe to life and have made exceeded my expectations in terms of how clean it is and how flavorful with all real ingredients, zero ingredients you don't recognize, all USDA certified organic, which I'm incredibly proud of. So I feel like I'm living my bone broth dreams.
Hey friends, I'm about to tell you how to get 10% off the ideal coffee when it comes to supporting your health. So if you guys know me, you know I am obsessed with optimizing basically everything I consume, and that especially relates to coffee. Did you know that coffee is one of the most powerful sources of antioxidants in the modern diet? And yet, not all coffee is created equal. Between sourcing, farming practices, roasting, and contaminants, there can be a huge difference in the health impact of the coffee that you drink. That is exactly why I created Glow Coffee.
Glow Coffee is a premium, specialty-grade Arabica coffee sourced from sustainable women-led farms in Colombia. It's organically grown, and we third-party test it meticulously, like every single lot, for purity. And what makes Glow especially exciting from a biohacking perspective is that we specifically made it to be rich in chlorogenic acid, or CGA. That's one of coffee's primary, most potent antioxidant compounds that has been studied for its role in metabolic health, inflammation, oxidative stress, and so much more. The elevation levels of the beans, how they're grown, and how they're roasted all affect CGA levels. So we searched high and low to find the perfect beans naturally high in CGA and tested them to confirm that, and then we roast those beans to preserve the CGA content. And then test after that as well. Coffee is already one of the potentially biggest contributors of antioxidants in the human diet, so I designed Glow Coffee to maximize those benefits while keeping it incredibly clean and high quality. And this coffee is so clean. It's grown organically, of course, but then we go even farther than that. We third-party test the beans for almost 100 toxic compounds, including pesticides, heavy metals, and mold. Oh, and perhaps the best part is it is absolutely delicious. We're talking smooth, low bitterness. It's honestly the exact coffee I personally want to drink every single day of my life. It's so bright, smooth, and delicious that it's also perfect black for fasting. No added sweeteners or cream needed. You can also splash it on your face for an antioxidant-rich toner. I do that every single day. After the sauna, after the shower, all the things. I created Glow Coffee because it's really about upgrading one of our most common daily habits into something that truly supports your health and performance. You can get 10% off with the coupon code MelanieAvalon at glowcoffeeco.com. That's 10% off Glow Coffee with the coupon code MelanieAvalon at glowcoffeeco.com. Are you ready to glow inside and out? Fuel your day, illuminate your way. That's glowcoffeeco.com.
So the kitchen situation, so it was like a model where they have kitchen that they basically rent out to people that want to use it to produce something?
Yes, it's this warehouse model. There's a few companies out there like this, which it could work for other people, just didn't happen to work for me with the product I'm producing, partially because of the commanding cook time on the stove for bone broth. You know, if you really want a successful nutrient-rich bone broth, it better be on the stove for at least 24 hours. So yes, there's these warehouses with a bunch of little rooms, small, medium, large, depending on your company, where you could produce your own products. And some of these kitchens also have, you know, the Postmates, Uber Eats model integrated there. So if they're producing food for your company or whatever it is, that they could also submit, you know, takeout orders.
Oh, wow. Okay. I definitely want to circle back to the actual production of the broth, like what you mentioned with the simmering and everything. But this really resonates with me because one of the things that I personally struggle with is I sort of want to do everything myself. So I feel like if I were in your situation, I would have done a similar thing. Like, how can I actually make it and do it? And it's so hard to find the balance between when you're creating something, letting go, like partnering with other people and like knowing what to outsource and what not to outsource and what should you be doing. So that's really inspiring to hear for people who want to start their own company. You found that to be a nice method where you're working with other people to bring it to life.
I'm so glad you brought this up, Melanie, because I'm beginning to think even more we're the same person. I am one of those people where, and I'm glad you mentioned it because now something I not thought about before, there's been a huge change in myself from the beginning to now. And I am someone, control is the wrong word, but I want everything to be the best and I care about every aspect and I want to do it all because I want to make sure it runs the way I want it to run, especially if you're creating something. So it's very, very hard to let go and distribute different components. And what I started to realize and what I've come to realize, you know, the past few years since, you know, creating this company is that you have to, and you have to, there is no I in team. And I don't care if you are a superwoman, you cannot do this alone. And it takes a while. Like I did it alone for a while. I did it alone for the first year. Mind you, I had, you know, the bounce back with Alini, who I told you, then I had an advisor along the way. And that was, you know, one of the hardest parts of starting a company was not having a partner to bounce off of. So, you know, you find some candidates along the way to bounce back with and give them delegate responsibilities. But I'm telling you right now, there's a lot of people like you and I out there, and you need to learn to let go and find good people and delegate responsibilities, because your bandwidth is better served at doing what you're best at and growing the business. And you'll find that people you bring on along the way, you'll start to see, hey, with all their energy and efforts focused on this one specific thing, it exceeds your expectations. So it's essential. And now I have a lot of parts delegated. We just launched in November, and we have, you know, a childhood friend of mine who does the marketing, Liana, who kick-ass does an amazing job. We have a couple of interns who are rock stars. We have a brand partnership girl. And of course, I oversee everything. But, you know, even having someone with the marketing who's now overseeing social, like I get involved a bit of, on the social media, but it's now been delegated where my energy is focused on developing new formulas, you know, getting seen in new places, pushing the company forward. So, you know, delegating responsibilities is huge to grow a business, and it's essential. And if I'm saying that, I am someone with that likes control in every aspect, and I'm finally at peace with that. And I think it's great. And I can't even believe I did it any other way before this.
Yeah, I'm the exact same way. I think the biggest step I made forward with the podcast was when one of my mentors was like, you've got to, because I was, for the longest time with both of the shows, I was doing the recording, I was doing the editing, I was doing the show notes, because I had this fear that if I wasn't doing it, it wouldn't be up to the caliber of what I wanted it to be. But then my mentor was like, you've got to outsource this. Like, you've got to find somebody that you trust who can do it the way you would like it, because just the amount of time, it's not going to serve you if it continues to be spent there. And it's very scary to let go of the control.
Oh, totally. I'm proud of you though, because that was great advice. And you know the special moments you want in your podcast, but ultimately if you get, you know, a good editor in and they have listened to your episodes, you know, they learn a lot about you and the style you like things done in, and you could focus more on, you know, growing your business.
Yeah, 100%. It's like working with a team that you really trust, the possibilities just continue to open up because you realize how much more that you can do. Going back though to the actual creation of the bone broth. So it sounds like me, you had, you know, you were very specific in what you wanted. And I think this is so huge. And because I got a lot of questions, I asked for questions for listeners about this topic. And I got so many questions about the differences between like most conventional bone broths in the store and then ones that appear to be more quote quality, but then ones that like even then, if it's packaged, is it better to make your own? So when you approached this, what was important to you in making your version of bone broth?
So yes, I love those kinds of questions because I was those people asking the questions, and I know what was important to me. And it was to have, first of all, if I'm going to start a company and leave my cushy little acting life and take a huge risk on myself, you better believe it's going to be a top notch. So what was really important to me, I'm someone who loves animals. I have a couple of dogs. So that was really important to me. Where we source the bones from and how they're treated, and also, in which I'll get into, and also the ingredients. I wanted it all organic, and I wanted every single ingredient to be something you recognize versus some sort of chemical you can't pronounce. And I wanted it to be extremely convenient because people can make it at home. So if you make it convenient for them, for people who are busy with a product with a bunch of integrity, then it's a home run and could help people in their lives to maintain this lifestyle and routine and not stress out over making it weekly because, you know, it's easy to make. It's just a demanding time on the stove, and you can't be having your stove on for 24 to 48 hours which is something I dealt with. Oh God, I'll never forget. I had electric kettles. I would move the big, big, heavy pot to the electric kettle, not kettle, but burner overnight. And it would taste different every time. There was no consistency because the electric burner to the stove changed the way it tastes. So that's extremely difficult. So back to the product, you know, so for our bones, we source our chicken from Mary's Organic Chicken.
Oh, Mary's. California, LA.
Exactly. So I'm very proud of that. They treat their chickens very humanely. It's free range, vegetarian fed. And our beef bones also come from a farm in America. And they are also, well, they're grass fed and free range. And a seal of approval is having both of them USDA organic. So to be USDA organic, there's an element of the animal welfare that's within that stamp of approval. And I'm proud to say that out of six of my biggest competitors, I am two of which have the beef certified USDA organic.
Wow. Wait, wow. That's huge. That's amazing.
Thank you. I'm very, very proud of that. And because the USDA is no joke. They are there when it's made. They are inspect your packaging and they care a whole lot. So I'm very proud of that. And I'm very proud of the welfare of the animals in this process. And also our organic ingredients and our super ingredients we use. Like in the chicken, we use turmeric and ginger, which really, really aid with, you know, the anti-inflammation properties of our chicken bone broth. Then the beef, we use mushrooms and kelp. So we're using all these super ingredients with the purest of product. And something I love to tell people is there is no salt added, which people can't believe when they taste our broth. Then they see the sodium content. They look at the ingredients. They see no salt is there. And they see the sodium levels are very low. And that's something a lot of nutritionists have reached out to me about because they can't believe it, because they recommend bone broth to all their clients and they tell them to make it at home because of the sodium and a lot of the bone broths out on the market. So that's something that's also important to me. You know, I've had a boyfriend whose mom died from very officially, she had way too much sodium in her life. So that was also very important to me. And something that's, you know, the ultimate deal closer is the form we are in. We are concentrated and shelf stable. So what does that mean? We are shelf stable with no preservatives. So our product is good from up to 10 to 12 months in your cupboard. No preservatives. So we are capturing the freshness of the product, and I guess project, bringing the heat up slowly and slightly, bringing it back down, and it is shelf stable. Concentrated form. So this one gets me because people don't understand. And when I never understood it either until I physically visited my co-manufacturer and they had my recipes on the table. I was trying them in the special cup that comes in our packaging and it was delicious. Great. And this issue would keep me up at night, which was shipping a frozen product around America. And also, you know, this full cup having it sweat and leak. Then at the corner of the table, I saw what looked like a hockey puck. And I kept saying, well, what's that over there? And they're like trying to get me to refocus on the recipe in the cup. They're like, oh, Melissa, that's just, you know, the bone broth in concentrated form. It's how we ship it to the co-packer because shipping's very expensive. And we cook it down. It's the same exact thing, except, you know, the co-packer reconstitutes it with water. And I was like, hold on a minute.
You're like, wait, I want that.
Yeah, you're trying to tell me it's the same exact thing. Yes. So what I realized is not only is it more convenient for the customer in terms of storage and taking it on the go with you, but it's more customizable. Some people like bone broth strong. Some people like it weak. So, you know, this becomes the ultimate convenience for the customer to take it on the go, take it on planes, add your desired amount of hot water and incorporate this into your routine. So when I discovered that, it was another huge moment, the second biggest moment from making it ourselves to a supply chain to changing the whole business model. That was
you know, the second big aha moment for us. And if I didn't visit them, to me, I'm a big relationships person. And no matter how hard you work, you need to get out there and meet people and take meetings, you know, to have a successful business. To me, it's both sitting down on your laptop and making it happen in real time. And if I didn't go out and visit them, I would have never discovered that model. So that's something I'm very proud of because I think it's incredibly unique. And we're one of the only people in the country doing it this way.
Hey, friends. Did you know there is an ancient botanical that modern research shows performs on a level comparable to metformin when it comes to supporting healthy blood sugar levels? And not only that, this compound also supports the gut microbiome, healthy cholesterol levels, and even stimulates the AMPK pathway in the body to support cellular cleanup and longevity. You might have heard about AMPK. We talk about it a lot in the context of fasting, which also stimulates it. I am talking about berberine. I take berberine every single day of my life, and I see massive differences on my CGM, my continuous glucose monitor, when I use it. I take it to support my fast and before meals to reduce blood sugar levels. It is a powerhouse of a compound. And like I said, people are prescribed the pharmaceutical metformin to control their blood sugar levels when they could be taking this completely natural compound that has been used for thousands of years in both ancient traditional Chinese medicine and Ayurvedic medicine. I wanted to make the best berberine on the market, so that's why I created Avalon X Berberine 500. We did so much testing to find the most potent, pure, and clean form available. There's no problematic fillers, no common allergens, just pure, vegan, lab-tested berberine extracted from traditional sources. Friends, I am not kidding the difference I see on my blood sugar levels with this berberine. We're talking no post-meal spikes when I eat all that fruit and lower fasting blood sugar levels. It also reduced my HbA1c and my cholesterol levels. You can get it at avalonx.us. And the coupon code IFPODCAST will get you 10% off. You can also get a one-time 20% off coupon code when you text AvalonX to 877-861-8318. That's AvalonX to 877-861-8318. And you can get a 15% off coupon code by signing up for email updates. For that, just go to avalonx.us/email list. Again, friends, this is one of the most powerful compounds you can add into your health and wellness routine. Healthy blood sugar control, even if you're not pre-diabetic or diabetic, is so important, and berberine helps support that. It is the ultimate compound for blood sugar control, cholesterol, your gut microbiome, and longevity. Get it at avalonx.us with the coupon code IFPODCAST.
I've tried a lot of different bone broths and from a lot of different companies that I do love, but typically, especially the ones I really love, they are often frozen and they're very large and you have to keep them frozen and they take up a lot of space in my chest freezer. So your model is just, I mean, really brilliant. Because for listeners, if you go to the website and order some, you'll see it's, like you said, it's so convenient. It's easy to store. And then I love that what you said about how that you can make it to the strength that you like. So how do you recommend that listeners, when they get the broth, how they actually use it as far as reconstituting it and having it plain or putting it in recipes?
Yes. So in the concentrated format, in the pouch you receive, it's 8 times stronger than your average bone broth. And then in our regular box comes this amazing rice husk BPA-free cup that's also microwave safe. So you pour the concentrate into that cup or, you know, a mug you have at your house. And you fill it. We recommend 8 ounces of hot water. But once again, it's, you know, you could do less, you could do more. And you pour it in with the concentrate. It generally mixes on its own, but you could give it a little whirl. And then in that form with the water in it, it's still 2 times stronger. So I have it as a drink. I typically have it after my coffee and it curbs my appetite until I'm ready to eat a later lunch, which has been great for me because I will eat everything in sight. But we also do a lot of cooking with it to integrate it into our routine at night. And we have a bunch of cooking videos on our IGTV and reels on our Instagram. We made some really fun recipes from soaking the broth in quinoa to some soups. We even just made some smoothies, which actually tasted amazing.
Oh, wow. Are they savory smoothies or fruity smoothies?
No, we did this smoothie. What did we do? We used kale. I think we used some carrots, obviously the bone broth. And they didn't taste sweet. It tasted, I don't know, nice.
I love it.
I don't know the word here, but it was really, really good. I was very impressed.
I will put a link in the show notes to all of this content so that listeners can check it out with the recipes and everything. So you do make this through simmering, slow simmering. And I got a lot of questions from listeners about the difference between making bone broth through pressure cooking, like an Instant Pot, versus slow simmering it. So what have you seen as far as how that affects the nutrition and the taste? Why did you choose the method that you chose?
So this was also something that was really important to me because I started to do a ton of research. That was also a big part of year one, was the research. So I started it that way. And I started to learn that pressure cooking and slow cooking, you know, a lot of people, it's attractive to use a slow cooker at home, but it doesn't extract a lot of the nutrients from the bone. And the biggest benefits of bone broth come from the bone breaking down over the long, slow cook time to slowly release the nutrients and collagen. And something that's awful about pressure cooking is it just does it all at once. Everything's kind of broken up and it's not extracting a whole lot of benefit from the bone. And something we do, our chicken and beef are intact. So as it breaks down, it's not in pieces where it kind of gets lost in the shuffle of ingredients and might not hit, you know, a certain level of heat to release the benefits from the bone. So when it's intact, it releases the benefits much more and also slowly over the long periods of time. So it's the best way to possibly cook bone broth. So if you are going to do it at home, please, you know, do it on the stove and do it over long periods of time. And, you know, if you need to do what I did, like while I was developing it, get an electric burner and carefully move. I repeat carefully because I did burn myself a bunch, the pot to the electric cooker for overnight cooking, because that could be dangerous. If the fire obviously goes out, then you have gas in your house. Which is also why I've been so passionate about creating this company, because I see how inconvenient it is for people and how much this should be in people's lives. So my one recommendation is please stay away from anyone that kettle cooks, doesn't use organic bones, because the organic bones have the best benefits. You want the best bones possible. Even if you're looking at the butcher shop to do it at home, the best bones possible, the thickest bones possible, the backbones, the marrow, the knuckle. I even love chicken feet. So you want the strongest and organic. So that's what you should look for. And you should definitely look for people who truly slowly simmer.
So the questions I had, because listeners like to hear their questions. So from Elise, it was, does the bone broth made in the pressure cooker have as many nutrients as traditional bone broth, slow simmered? And Jenny had said, does the Instant Pot process decrease the nutrients? So it sounds like it's not so much that it decreases the nutrients as much as it doesn't allow as many of the nutrients.
Yes.
Okay. And when you say intact, do you mean that there's still meat on the bone, or what did you mean by intact?
So with the ligaments all intact, attaching the bones to one another, no meat on it. But when I was first experimenting, I did put some beef shanks in there for flavor. But, you know, I've come to the method with my co-manufacturer that we were able to get a ton of flavor other ways, natural ways without, you know, using beef shank. But if you're at home and doing it, why not? So yes, so intact, just make sure the bones are all attached, especially for the chicken. And for the beef, make sure that the bones are the thickest bones possible. That one you can't really do completely attached, but you could do like big femur bones and stuff like that.
So it has the connective tissue between?
Yes.
Okay. Which I'm guessing there's a lot of collagen and glycine and such in that?
Yes, absolutely. Huge amounts.
Awesome. There's a good question from Alicia. Am I actually releasing all of the undesirable things that were stored in the animal as it grew? Is it better to have no bone broth rather than chemical soup, conventional bone broth? So basically, because there's a lot of bone broths, or I don't know if there's a lot, but there are bone broths out there that don't use organic bones and might just be from conventional animals. Do you think there's potentially more harm than good drinking bone broth if it came from conventionally raised animals because of the toxins that might be stored in them.
So you really just have to remember you are what you eat, and you're not getting a whole lot of benefit having broth from a stressed out animal. And just like us, when we get stressed out, we get sick, and the animal is no different. So you really should be finding a source where not only is it organic, but fed a great diet and leading a great life. And as far as, you know, not tricking into drinking it, I would at that point, you know, I would opt to not drink it just because you don't know, the stressed out animal is sick internally, and the benefits are going to be minimal. They're not going to have the healthiest bones to extract benefit from. And the microbes that come with that, with the stressed out animal, I just don't think it would be worth it. I would just rather see you source your bones from, you know, your butcher where they are organic. And I'm not one of those bougie people where everything needs to be organic, although, you know, nowadays stuff like that's becoming more important to me. But just seeing, especially the information I'm learning about the gut and having, you know, an animal stressed out, it's just not worth it.
I agree completely. And for listeners, because somebody asked me the other day what episodes I had on this topic about, you know, the importance of humanely raised animals and how it affects our nutrition. So I'll put a link in the show notes to, I did an episode with Terry Cochran. She wrote a book called Wildatarian. She actually talks about, have you read her book or heard of her, Melissa?
No, but you've got another customer for her right here.
Her theory that she studies is she studies how the stressed conditions raising animals leads to the formation of amyloid proteins. So it basically truncates their protein. It makes it when we eat the conventional animal, we literally can't break it down. Like, it's not possible for us to break down that protein. And it's because of the stress situations. And so she thinks that's a major role in a lot of the health issues that we have today. It's so, so fascinating.
For sure. And I believe it more than ever. You are what you eat. It is, I'm not going to say it's a fact, but in my mind, it's fact.
I agree. So I'll put a link to that. I'll put a link to, I had Anya Fernald on the show. Then also put a link to Rob Wolf for Sacred Cow. Those interviews have all been amazing. If listeners would like to learn more about all of that. So another question about the bone broth and everything. So actually, how much do you recommend people drink it or eat it? So Keisha said, how often should you be drinking and how much a day?
So I always recommend 2 cups a day to really see benefit. And that's when I feel like I started to see benefit tenfold. I did see benefit from drinking 1 cup a day. So if you want to start there, then great. And then, you know, some people do these fasts with bone broth where they could drink up to 5 cups a day, but I wouldn't drink more than that.
Have you done personally a bone broth fast?
I've done a soup fast where all the soups had a bone broth base. I'm not someone that could do a total fast because I would just be so mean and so hangry.
I hear you. So the timeline, how long from when you first had the idea to when you launched?
1 year and 10 months from when I had the idea to launch.
I feel like that's very impressive. What was the most unexpected thing? Because you were talking about the Zelda and like how it's so true. Like, you feel like you're just getting information. So what was the most thing that you just didn't ever realize or think about with starting your business?
I just remember when, you know, I was still full-time acting and now doing this company. And, you know, it's a lot of work, research and development. And I just remember thinking, you know, I could take this day to go work out, go do this audition, go do this. And it's the reality of it is, since, you know, we had the product and we were then, you know, placing the purchase order to go through the supply chain and launch, what you realize is your life changes drastically. And it changes drastically the moment you start even the research and development phase, because it is what you make out of it. And then this thing becomes your baby. But the thing that's amazing is the amount of work is a lot. But when you really love something, it's not that much work. Like my sister's always like, be careful, you know, meditate, you're going to burn out. But then I say to myself, like, I actually like love it. Like, I think I really do. But sure, treat yourself kindly. But I think that's not something I recognize was how much work it would be. It's every day from, you know, 7 to 11. And, you know, every day is different, which I love. And, you know, you just put all your energy efforts behind it. You come up with new ideas, you build a team, and it becomes this whole vehicle that, you know, runs like a machine, and you want to keep fueling the machine, and you are the machine. So I think that's not something I recognize, you know, thinking I could do a few other things while I do this. You have to be committed and you have to treat this as your number one priority, because it really is like having a baby.
Hi, friends. I am so excited to tell you about something that I am obsessed with that can revolutionize your health, help with stress levels, support longevity, and really help you when you go out and are having a bit of wine or drinks or all the things. And I'm going to tell you how to get $100 off. So I've been talking about the role of NAD in our health for so long. NAD stands for nicotinamide adenine dinucleotide. It is a coenzyme that is involved in so many processes in our body, including energy production and DNA repair. And it is depleted by things like stress, aging, lack of sleep, alcohol, and of course, too much partying. In fact, a lot of researchers believe that declining NAD levels is one of the key factors in aging. That's why I have been really interested in boosting and supporting NAD levels, and I have tried all the things. You can take precursors to NAD called NR and NMN. I still take NMN. However, I am much more alert by directly giving your body NAD. And historically, the most common way to do that that is accessible to people was through NAD IVs and NAD shots. I actually never did an NAD IV for a few reasons. One, they are extraordinarily expensive. Two, I've been doing the shots, which I liked because they were easy to do. That said, they always made me feel a little bit unwell right afterwards. And I've heard that the IV makes a lot of people feel unwell. So if the shots were making me feel unwell and that was going into the muscle first as like a barrier, I can't even imagine what putting it straight into my bloodstream would have done. Plus with the IVs, you have to sit there for potentially hours. So basically IVs were a no-go for me. So like I said, I was doing the shots, but I was like, I wish there was an easier way to do this. Then a company called Ion Layer reached out to me. Oh my goodness, friends, I am so obsessed. So they make transdermal NAD patches, and they have studies showing that these patches actually boost your NAD levels. And what's so amazing is you put on a patch. It's super easy to put on. I have a video on my Instagram about how you do it. You basically get this patch thing with like a negative side and a positive side. You put saline on one side, you mix up the NAD with some sterile water and the NAD that they give you on the other side. Then you stick it to your arm or wherever you want to put it. You put a super cool black patch over it, kind of like how you put the patches over CGMs. And then what's amazing is there are no side effects. You don't feel unwell from it. And it lasts for 14 hours. And it's so easy. You can do it at home and then you can really decide when you want to do it. So with the shots, I was doing them once a week and I was trying to do them before going out. With this patch, now I put on the patch before going out and it makes me feel so good. It really helps the next day from any alcohol recovery that you may need. And they look pretty awesome with my outfits, not gonna lie. I am obsessed with these patches. I just want everybody to know about them, and they are so much more affordable than the shots or the IVs. If you want to boost your NAD levels, support anti-aging, help with your stress, help with lack of sleep, and or optimize your partying, you need these patches, friends. And I'm so excited because working with the company has been amazing and they are giving you guys $100 off, which is incredible. So to get that discount, just go to melanieavalon.com/ionlayer. That's I-O-N-L-A-Y-E-R, and use the coupon code Melanie Avalon to get $100 off your first order. I cannot recommend these enough. I'm gonna use them for the unforeseeable future, probably for the rest of my life. It's literally just become part of my arsenal now, like when I'm getting ready to go out, usually once a week, put on my NAD patch. And even if I don't go out that week, I still like to do one once weekly. Oh, P.S. They're also amazing for traveling. You guys know I'm not a big traveler. I've been doing more traveling recently, and I wear these on the plane.
there and back, game changer. Although it's really fun at TSA, especially because I already opt out and don't go through the scanner thing. So they already are suspicious. And then they're like, what's that on your arm? And I'm like, it's NAD. And then they're like, what's that? And then I'm like, it's a coenzyme in your body that's involved in a lot of metabolic processes and energy production and DNA repair. And then they just look at me really weird, but it's fine. It's totally fine. So again, that's melanieavalon.com/ionlayer to get $100 off your Ion Layer kit. It comes with 6 patches, totally the way to go for boosting NAD levels, and I cannot recommend it enough. MelanieAvalon.com/IonLayer with the coupon code MelanieAvalon for $100 off. That's something I've also struggled with. There's so many things I want to do, and it's like, do I pursue all of these projects I want to do, or do I need to focus on one? That's always been a huge question for me, but it sounds like, I guess it might depend on the expanse of the project, but it sounds like with something like launching a company.
Yeah. I mean, I would love to hear more about it. And, you know, some of these things could really only aid your brand that could go hand in hand and be incorporated into the vehicle you already have.
This is a curveball random question. Katie wants to know, is there a reasonable vegan alternative?
So glad you asked, Katie. There's going to be a very reasonable vegan alternative in about a month and a half. Beauty in the Broth will be launching a vegan SKU. We're on our 4th round of R&D with my supply chain. And right now it has nutritional yeast, kombu, mushrooms, ginger, oh yes, and white miso. And what I like about these ingredients is, you know, nothing will completely mimic bone broth in full transparency, but this will actually be, ours will be high in protein, our my co-manufacturer is pulling off. And of course, you can't get collagen, but there's going to be a lot of things that will mimic what collagen does in the bone broth. These ingredients are great for your hair, skin, and nails. So that's something that's really important to me. On the topic of collagen, you know, I would never put collagen powder in the vegan SKU or in any SKU, just simply because your body cannot absorb powder very well at all. And to me, bone broth, or even that goes through your gut, that's served hot, it's the easiest way for your body to absorb the collagen. And in fact, the molecules in the collagen bone broth are smaller than those in face cream. So, you know, while we're going to mimic a lot of these benefits in the vegan, it won't be, nothing will be as good as traditional bone broth, but it will, you know, definitely help your gut, help inflammation, and give you some of the benefits that collagen has to offer.
Have you thought about doing bone broth cosmetic line?
Well, Melanie, it's funny you should mention that. That is year 3 of Beauty in the Broth.
Oh my goodness. Exciting.
We really are the same person. It's starting to freak me out.
You were talking about the absorption potential. I was like, thinking about this.
I love it.
Like, I'm the type of person that I'll just splash, rather than using like a caffeine serum or something, I just splash coffee on my face. And I was thinking when you were saying that, I was like, I wonder if I could splash bone broth on my face. I'd have to know more about the actual, how it can be assimilated through the skin topically.
Totally. This is something, you know, probably in the fall, I'm going to be doing a lot more research on, because that is our objective, to have a skincare line as well.
Oh, so, so exciting. Well, that was one of my questions, was what are you excited about with the future of the company? That, anything else?
The sky's the limit. I'm obviously very excited for this vegan SKU. I'm also working on getting together what I like to call flavor bombs, which will be a bunch of super ingredients in, you know, like a tea sachet that you can infuse your broth with. Our broth standalone doesn't need that. But if you're going to make this a part of your routine and be on it for 6 months straight, of course, you're going to want to spice it up a bit. So that's something I'm excited about as well. I'm excited to move to other hotels. We're now in the one hotel in South Beach, and kind of go that route. I'm excited to move to supermarkets and smaller retail locations. And I'm excited to launch more SKUs and, you know, have a turkey one, a bison, have a fish one. I even want to eventually do one for dogs. And then, of course, move into the actual skincare line.
Yeah, actually, because Tracy asked, is there any benefit to using the bones of more than one animal?
I mean, different animals and even fish have like their own different benefits. So even with like the chicken and beef, with the chicken, I feel like they both are largely similar, but there are different benefits. You know, the chicken is really great for immune boosting. It's really great for the anti-inflammatory properties. And the beef is great for the collagen levels. I mean, they're both great for that. But it's just kind of, if I were to pick one to be the representative for these, that's what I would say. And the beef is also great for post-workout recovery and to help with repair your joints.
Awesome. I love it. And here's a question for me. Do you think your experience of starting this company as a woman specifically, everybody's experience is obviously individual when starting a company, but do you think being a woman that the experience, the relationships, the hurdles, the challenges, do you think it's different for females in our modern world?
I would be lying if I said no. And this is also where acting has helped me because I came from that whole world as well. And, I've seen some stuff. So what frustrates me, and I don't let it hold me back because I'm from New Jersey. I don't give an F, I'll just say. But there's been experiences where, you know, either like investors or people that want to make intros for certain retail locations. Like I'll tell you an example. Like a couple months ago, I was in Miami and, you know, people were trying the product. There was, you know, a big networking event. And this one guy absolutely loved it. This a married guy. And I'm just there with, you know, my CMO talking about the business. Then he's like, and he knows I live in Nashville. And he's like, listen, there's someone I really want to introduce you to there that I think would be a great investor for Beauty and the Broth. But just, you know, like be careful, keep it on email, you know, don't meet up with him for coffee because you're in a very attractive woman and his wife gets really jealous and I don't want to ruin that relationship for you. And I was just like, excuse me? I didn't say that, but I was thinking it. Where like, what the hell does my looks and everything have to do with someone like believing and wanting to invest in my business? So, you know, stuff like that comes up and it's frustrating, but you just brush it off your shoulders and you move forward and you're just like, whatever. And I'll show all of you.
That's insane. Yeah. It's something I feel really passionate about. I know the issues that there can be and weird experiences like that, where it's just like, really, like this is still, this is still happening today. But I just like to, it sounds calculated if I say use to my advantage, but just embrace the benefits that I can from being female and being perhaps less common in the sphere because it makes it unique.
By the way, I love that you said that. That is great. What do they say? If you can't beat them, join them. So you know what? Just like exactly use it to your freaking advantage if that's the way it's going to be because you can't control it. So I love that. Use it to your advantage.
Especially with my show because I interview a lot of really smart, intelligent, very, very well-known people. And I don't really experience this from any of the guests that I've interviewed or anything like that. But I do think people, maybe when they just see me, it's like, oh, a young blonde. I feel like I have to very quickly in the conversations that I have with the guests, establish my credibility, like establish that I have a brain and that that I can engage in the conversation. And I think it does just come down to stereotypes that, and I've thought about this a lot as well, and maybe this is getting too emotional or esoteric, but I feel like it's just an underlying current in the culture that is sort of accepted that may or may not change just as far as how women are viewed. I feel like it's just like an underlying current and it's not bad. So nobody really feels the need to address it so much, but it's just kind of like there. I'm not being calculated, but I love being a female. I think it's like the best thing ever.
We're both smart women. And you know what? At the end of the day, freaking spin it what you will, but use any benefit you have. And if that's one of them, go for it. Because I completely agree with everything you just said. And I love that.
We're going to have to do something together, collaborate on something.
I know. We have to. I'm like, can we meet up and drive and meet each other? We can meet in Chattanooga.
We could.
I'm in.
Okay, let's plan this. We could like drive, meet for drinks. Oh, wait, then we can't drive back. We'll figure this out.
I love it.
Well, this has been absolutely amazing. Was there anything that you wanted to touch on that I did not address yet?
You know, so much information is coming out on the gut every single day. They're linking depression and anxiety to it. Our skin is linked to it. They're linking our personalities to it. And, you know, they're in the process of doing the Human Macrobiome Project. So I just think, you know, if you're listening, to start focusing more on your gut and gut instincts, by the way, that's a real thing that stems because your gut holds a lot of the emotions in there. So please take care of your gut. You know, if it's not, if you want to make the bone broth at home, make it at home, but you should be having bone broth that lines your gut and doing other things for your gut, such as, you know, having kefir and, you know, other sort of probiotics for it. I think everyone's going to be very surprised to see all the information that keeps coming out.
I am so glad you touched on that. It's almost shocking to me how little I feel we know about the massive, expansive universe of our gut and our microbiome. And for the longest time, I feel like it was just a dark hole, like a black hole of, we just don't really know what all's going on down there. And now we're just realizing more and more how insanely it affects everything in our existence. So the bone broth is an amazing way to support that. So this is absolutely, absolutely incredible and very important question. So do you sell the bone broth a la carte? Is this a subscription service? How does it work for listeners who would like to purchase?
So right now we're online direct to consumer and the One Hotel, South Beach. So online we offer one-time purchase only and subscription, and it comes with a minimum of 12. So you could either do all beef, all chicken, mix and match. And then when the vegan's up and running, we're going to incorporate that into the mix.
Okay, awesome. So for listeners, I'll put links to all of this in the show notes. And I am so, so grateful because Melissa is going to offer a discount code just for my audience. That code will be Melanie Avalon. So you can apply that to your order for a discount. So thank you so much for that.
Yes. Thank you, Melanie. I'm so excited to speak with you and I can't wait to meet up in Chattanooga.
I know. And one last really quick question. And it's just, this is the last question that I ask every single guest on the show. And it's just because I realize more and more each day how incredibly important mindset is surrounding everything. So what is something that you're grateful for?
I'm very grateful for my sister and my puppies.
Oh, I love it. How many do you have?
Oh, together we have 3.
Wow. It's a family.
Yeah, we got ourselves a family.
Well, this has been absolutely amazing. I was so looking forward to this conversation and it was even more fun and inspiring than I thought it was going to be. And I can't wait to air it. The listeners are going to love it. So thank you.
Thank you so much, Melanie. And please email me offline because I would love to connect. And thank you so much for your time. And this was a lot of fun.
You too. I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to the Melanie Avalon Biohacking Podcast. For more information, you can check out my book, What When Wine, Lose Weight and Feel Great with Paleo Style Meals, Intermittent Fasting, and Wine, as well as my blog, melanieavalon.com. Feel free to contact me at podcast@melanieavalon.com. And always remember, you got this.